is the BBC.
Yarul, who shot me?
Me, Wall, just seeing if you were alert.
My senses are very alert.
Never mind, little steaming nut announcer. Open up that parcel of mangoes and read the contents.
Right. The title of the mango I'm holding is The Great Bank Robbery. Next up, please. The Great Bank Robbery, Part 1. An idiot in an attic.
Three, four, ha! Two, three, four, ha! Two, three, ha! How dare someone get me out of bed at this time of night? Yes?
May we get out of our beds and come in?
Who are you?
Moriarty, show him the photograph of who I am.
13 months. Voila.
Yeah, it's you. Entrance.
Thank you. Have a bugle.
Lovely. So fragrant.
Yes, and only 10 and 6 a packet.
Now, who's your friend?
Count Gim Fives, Moriarty. International chauffeur extraordinary and general handyman.
What can I do for you?
We heard you playing melody.
Melody.
Oh, that melody. You like it, eh? Well, I'm practicing to enter the world's long-distance bass drum race. From John O'Groats to Land's End.
And just the right weather for it, too, by Jove.
Alas, unfortunately, I have not the wherewithal to buy a really fast racing drum.
Oh. Neddy, have a trombone.
Aye. They're lower than bugles.
And they suit you. Yes. Tell me, Neddy, how much wherewithal do you need for this racing drum?
£8.10 wherewithal.
Neddy, with your help, I think we can raise the necessary wherewithals.
What?
Look, please don't do that full face to mine. Now, Neddy, we are going to play a little naughty game. Now, this is what we do. First, we sew you into this mattress.
Like so. That's it. I mean,
Neddy was about to become an innocent participant in a fiendish-type robbery.
How innocent?
Now, if you'll just...
I'm innocent.
Will you shut up?
He's innocent, Peter.
Now, if you'll just listen by this...
Innocent! Peter...
I'll get it in if it kills me. Now, if you just listen by this window, you'll hear part two.
Quiet, please, gentlemen, quiet. Gentlemen, as I was saying, I decided to start this bank. So I got a financier to put up the money and a builder to put up the building.
What?
Pick up.
Listen, what did you put up?
I put up a sign saying Henry Cran Banker. Licensed to sell the monies.
No offense, Ned, not you, Mr. Cran, but look here. Why did he call it Cran Bank?
After my dear daddy, Lance Corporal Hoggins.
But you haven't called the bank, what?
Of course I haven't. You can't call a bank Lance Corporal Hoggins. You know? This is not a military bank, you know. It's not...
Just a minute, Jim.
What?
If we put our way with all the money... If we put this money in the bank, how do we know it'll be safe, Jim?
Aye, that's right. Aye, fair dues.
You're right. That man can't even afford teeth. People want money. As I was saying, if I put this money in the bank, how do I know it'll be safe? I've always kept my money in a mattress.
And I've always been satisfied with my wherewithal. The money in my mattress.
Oh, dear, gentlemen.
Speak up, will you? I can't hear what you say.
This ancient method of keeping monies in mattresses is stupid.
Well,
in my bank, the monies are placed in a... They're placed in a tea caddy, and then they're put in a mattress. Double strength security.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Crowley. Is this your mattress burglar-proof?
He said, is it burglar-proof?
Burglar-proof. Is it burglar-proof?
Sir, it is hand-sewn by a locksmith.
What type of locksmith?
Joseph.
A Latvian locksmith. And only one other person knows the combination.
Who's that?
The swine who stole all the money last night. Gentlemen, stop these naughty withdrawals. There's no need to worry. It was only a fake test robbery done by the insurance agent to test out security guards.
And was he satisfied?
No, the guard shot him, my friend. Thank you for your support. I shall always wear it. And now, gentlemen, I declare the bank open.
Good morning, cashier.
We would like to open an account and pay in this mattress.
Certainly, sir. I'll just count it. One. Yes, it's all here, sir. I say, sir, there's a man in there.
Yes. Yes, he's a friend of ours.
Yes.
We are putting him up for the night, aren't we?
Oh.
Very light sleeper.
Yes, I see. In that case, I'll have it put in your own vault. And then if anything happens, it's your own vault.
Hi.
Thank you. And now to the next customer in the red, Max Gildray.
The new sound.
Thank you.
Now, according to this parcel of fruit from Australia marked fragile and the damaged contents therein, we present the Great Bank Robbery, Part 3.
Yes, I'll take over from here, Wallace. Oh. With midnight chiming in all directions and Nettie safely inside Crun's bullion vaults, the plan for the daring bank robbery was put into operation. So over now to a secret blacked-out airship drome at Potter's Bar.
Right, all right. Settle down, Heidelberger. Settle down.
Settle down, he says. Me who's been married 10 times and all under national health.
Quiet, mind her. Now, where's that pilot, Yakamoto?
I am here, Mr. Blass.
Right, all lads, belt up now, then. This is Grit Pipe's plan here. At 3 seconds to one, or thereabouts, we take off in Count Heidelberger's Zeppelin in the direction of
Oh, boy.
At 5:30, we hover over Krum's bank and lower 4 skyhooks.
Whoopee.
A gentleman already secreted it. I say, can we have a bit of music? This part's a bit boring here.
I play saxophone.
Thank you, right. Well, as I was saying, a gentleman already secreted in the mattress will affix the hoops to the sides of the bank, and we winch the old lot up. Now, pay off the flute player and off we go. Is that clear to you?
No.
Why not?
There's a heavy mist.
Let me look. £4.10. By the center, it's heavy.
Not only by the center, but at both ends, too. Now, given the Zeppelin mit Olska Blumgen Volkische Bierwerk Holz.
Are you a German, Heidelberger?
Nein. No self-respecting German would have a phony accent like this.
Please, second phony accent, we'd like to speak. Fiendish black hand-painted Zeppelin stuffed with horsehair. Ready for takeoff in the general direction of us.
Wait a moment. It looks like a 720 train to Bradford, does that?
Exactly. That, my friend, is a Zeppelin in disguise.
Yeah. Oh, well, right, all. In you get.
Contact! Cast off! Put the dinner on!
Yeah.
Listeners with keen ears and socks to match will recognize that even the sound of the Zeppelin has been disguised as a 720 train to Bradford. Meanwhile, back at the bank, the vaults are being patrolled by a stalwart security guard with a loaded bullet.
Plunge, blinge, plurt, blidgy. Mummy. There's somebody straining in a dark corner over there. Torch. Switch. As done by switch. Beam of light falls on eerie scene. Oh. There's someone struggling in a mattress. I will make a simple test and find out what is in it. I had shot him in his mattress.
You fool, I'm only playing a game. Hmm? Now, take this knife and cut me out.
Okay, then. Rip. Rip.
What? Thank you.
What was you doing inside the mattress, Captain?
It was short of stuffing.
Ah. You're well stuffed, aren't you, Captain?
Yes. It was a Christmas present for my auntie.
What are you stuffed with, then?
With horsehair.
And they don't, then.
Yes.
Captain, do horses wear wedges on their ears?
Wedges? No such thing.
Then what is an ear wedge, Captain?
What is it?
He's a captain of E-Widges.
Hush.
Now, the great bank robbery, part four.
Listen, Gabrun, in there. They're playing a record of a horsehair stuffed Zeppelin right above us. This is the game Britpap told me about.
Little lad, see what's up there?
Oh, a Zeppelin, Captain.
A good try, lad. Wait, who's this being lowered from the Zeppelin by his feet?
Oh, hello, fellows. Thank you, thank you. Hey, what are you doing upside down?
The newcomer with a blackened wreck bearing signs of a recent devastating explosion.
Yeah, some naughty man gave me a cigar stuffed with horsehair.
How did that explode?
I put it out in a barrel of gunpowder.
What were you doing in a barrel of gunpowder?
I was practicing exploding myself a Guy Fawkes knife.
What a beautiful melody. How does it go again? They don't write tunes like that these days.
And I'm all glad.
If you just help me stick these hooks in the four corners of the bank, then we can all go home.
Yeah, okay, everybody wants to go home.
Now, what's that? That's it. Right. Now, I'm off to get the money from Gripfight.
Eccles, are you all set on that?
Yeah, all the way up there.
Dear listeners, from the drunkard's lounge of the Temperance Hotel opposite, I watched Krunz Bank hoisted into the belly of the Zeppelin, the noise of the operation being covered by a recording of a piece of cardboard highly amplified by Ray Hellington.
A new cardboard sound, folks.
On your mark. Get set. Now ready. If it's all night long, now here's a dance everyone can do. It's the Hep Cat dance and the Square Cats too. Won't you take a chance? Here's all you do. First you take your baby, don't you leave that spot. Then you dance like crazy, give it all you've got. That's the razzle dazzle, if you're ready or not. On your mark, get set, now ready. Go, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, if it's all night long. One, two, and three. Put your left foot forward. Baby, can't you see? That's the razzle dazzle. You can take it from me. On your mark, get set. Now ready. Go, everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. If it's all night long.
That was Ray Ellington. I say, he's done well for himself. Now, according to this tray of ready stone walnuts, the news of the Zeppelin bank robbery flashed around the world and finally came to the notice of all people, the British police.
What? Yes. Oh, gentlemen, a mystery has been committed. Prepare the police airship for immediate pursuit.
Right, sir.
Issue the following description.
Right, sir.
Wanted.
Wanted.
One large horsehair poultice Stuff Zeppelin disguised as a 720 train to Bradford with Kranz Bank attached. Last seen going in the direction of up near Blackpool.
Right up. Pardon me, sir.
What?
The police airship has been... Just a minute, sir. The police airship has been stuffed with fresh horsehair and is waiting directly over here.
Yes. Yeah, have a Benzedrine.
Thank you, sir. Mm. I say, how long did the...
Right. Lower skyhooks and haul up the police station.
Great steaming of oars, Griffith. Look to this mutton chop whisker telescope.
Gad, it's a police airship going in the direction of up near Blackpool.
Quick, I'll get Von Heidelberger on the Morse code. I'll just strap myself in. Heidelberger, what course are you on?
Prunes and Custard.
You fool! Listen, you must throw yourself overboard at once. A police airship is chasing you, and they've already reached the speed of hot pie and peas.
The first snorkeler Neverkirchen und das Standing Room and Zeit wäre out. Yakamoto! Serve cheese and biscuit, then full speed ahead!
Right, make for John Groats. He's a friend of mine.
Well done, Mariotti.
Charlie.
Oh. Ah, Neddy. Have a piano.
So, well, I finished the game at the bank. Now, where's the 8 pound 10?
Surprise, Neddy, surprise. We've spent the money on a new racing drum.
Yes. It will be waiting for you at the starting line of the drum race at John O'Groats.
Splendid! Gad, with this drum, I'll be the first past the post that lands in. Goodbye!
Goodbye! Charlie! Little Charlie, oh.
Naughty little Charlie.
No.
And Moriarty. Guess what Neddy will be carrying inside his new racing drum.
Oh. £50,000 from Kranz Bank in crisp notes.
Money to burn. Oh. Go and get the sardine tins and oil yourself, Moriarty.
Right.
And while Bloodnock's police zeppelin is heading north to find it, the money will be coming safely south inside an innocent-looking racing bass drum. And with that boring expose of the plot, over to the BBC.
Thank you. Part 5. The last day of the Tour de Britain bass drum race. Hop!
Well, hello, folks. Here we are at Cobb's Corner, a bare half mile from the finishing post of the Tour de Britain 5-day bass drum race. What's this now? Yes, yes. My goodness me, they're really coming along here. It's a wonderful day. You can see them all beating their drums as they come. Yes, that was the Italian ace, Giuseppe Fred Sofoni, thundering into the straight to the sticks of a very fast bass drum. So over now to the finishing line.
Echo?
Oh, yeah?
I wonder where Neddy is.
I wonder where Neddy is, Roberto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonder where
Neddy
is.
Wonder where
Neddy is. Oh, the other runners have finished.
Oh. And he stands a good chance of coming in last.
Yes.
He stands a good chance of coming in last. Yeah.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
At last. Land's End. To go further would be silly. I made it. Silly, get it? Silly Isles, get it? Silly Isles. I'm guilty.
Dapper Fagorn, welcome to Land's End, my dear.
Thank you.
Nor the traditional privilege of the lad of my men. We give you this check for £8, and then we burn your old drum on the bonfire.
Will this be a happy ending?
Hello, Nitty. Hello. I'm so sorry we're late. Now, where's the bass drum, Nitty?
Yes. Where's the bass drum?
Where is it?
We left it up there on top of the fire.
Ow! The money!
Into the fire! Stop the water, fire! 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 Fire!
Fire!
Here is an announcement. Early this morning, two men were admitted to Brook Street Hospital with scorched fingers. A Foreign Office spokesman said the men were trying to retrieve a bass drum from a bonfire. Who said the British aren't musical? Good night, Charlies, everywhere.
I'm innocent!
That was the goose. The Grandin Quartet, Max Gildrey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. Skipped by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wally Scott said, the program produced by Pat Dixon.